Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. So, you know, kind of get out.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ted Wright is here. Ted is a new friend. He's CEO of Fizz, an award-winning word-of-mouth marketing firm, and he's been focusing on word-of-mouth for a long time, and he's the author of Fizz, Harnessing the Power of Word-of-Mouth Marketing to Drive Brand Growth. And he and I are going to talk about more than one kind of word of mouth. Ted Wright, welcome to the show.
Be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you here, and congratulations on all the great work you've been doing. Now, you're a lot younger than me, Ted, but you probably remember, you're old enough to remember when word of mouth meant, if I like you, I'll tell somebody, and if I don't like you, I'll tell 10 somebody's.
Yes, sir.
That's the old school word of mouth, right?
That is, and that old school is at least 11,000 years old, as far as we can tell.
At least, no question about it. And it really never changed. In fact, it actually was almost completely that way until about, what do you say, I think maybe 10 or 15 years ago?
So it was, and what's interesting is, of all the word-of-mouth conversations that still go on, of which there are thousands every second that happen here in the United States.
Yep.
70% of them are still face-to-face. I'm talking to folks, you know, on the side of practice fields where your kids are playing
outside. So the old school hasn't gone away.
Absolutely not.
It's still there because we still have human beings who like to talk to each other and like to share their ideas. Oh, I love those shoes, Ted. Where did you get those? I must have a pair.
That is exactly right. And when you think about this,
you hear that among soccer male soccer coaches all the time, right?
Right. Well, or you know, two moms sitting each other, you know, watching practice, waiting for the kids to be done. After church, you know, sitting around watching sports.
Yep.
Every day, all the time, influencers, that 10% of the population that loves to share stories with their friends and are intrinsically motivated, so we don't have to pay them to share.
Right.
Paying them drives them away.
Right.
So they're intrinsically motivated. They love to share stories with their friends, and they like to try new things because they're new.
Well, and if you've got something I like, and if you've already tried it, then that's a reference. That's a referral for to me. I don't have to if I can avoid the break-in period that you've gone through, then that's to my benefit, and you did me a favor.
That's exactly right, and that's what y'all need to remember about influencers, is they really try and make other people's lives better, and those folks are folks that they know. So while 70% of the conversations are face-to-face, 20% of them are on the phone. Only 10% all across America, across everybody, only 10% is this in lands of ones and zeros and Facebook and Twitter and all the rest.
Are you
of that
trying
stuff.
To tell me that 90% of face-to-face is still old school?
So not only am I trying to tell you that, but there's a great guy out there named Ed Keller who for decades ran the polling for NOP Roper.
Right.
So big deal guy, did all the math, and he wrote a big book that's textually and mathematically very deep, but the cover tells the whole story. One North American in 10 tells the other 9 what to buy about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I mean,
now, I believe that. I don't know that I believe that today in 2015, 90% of the essentially the word of mouth effect is analog, not digital.
Well, so let's talk about that for a second, all right? So one, the average word of mouth conversation in the United States is about 32 seconds. So it's fast. It's two folks who know each other sitting there across from each other in the barber's chairs,
right,
saying, hey, basically, I know this about you. I ran into this product or service or something that I think you would like. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you a little bit about it for half a second. And then that story gets shared. because stories are so fast and so quick, because nobody wants to feel like they're selling their friends.
Right, right.
It's just straight up sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So that the number of ways that a human can communicate with each other digitally,
mm-hmm.
there are only six known ways, including emoticons, the cap lock, vocabulary
right.
choice, all those things.
Right.
There are over 300 ways that humans know how to communicate to each other face-to-face, and about half that many over the phone. So
right.
face-to-face, you get, you know, hand motions, you get facial, you get voice. On the phone, you get voice timbre, right?
Right.
I know when
right.
my mother is mad at me.
Or silence, right?
Or silence,
silence,
right?
You know, one thing about it, one thing, and I want to talk about, in the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about the ones and zeros, folks. But one thing, Ted, that we know, whether regardless of whether, whatever you and I think about how word of mouth happens, one thing that we know, people are increasingly believing what our friends say, and people people we don't even know, what other people are saying about a brand, 70% more likely to believe you or me than they are to believe the brand message, Ted.
I believe that's true.
Isn't that it doesn't matter whether you think how the referral happened. People are believing it more than they believe all the money the company's paying trying to convince you of their brand.
I think that's exactly right, sir. I think, Jim, that all of the data that's out there, and, you know, I like to know what the facts are before I try and build all the marketing on something.
Yep.
And the facts are that 8 out of 10 North Americans consistently will tell people that ask them, pollsters and all the rest of that they don't believe that companies, that any company,
mm-hmm.
tells the truth in their broadcast advertising. And that's juxtaposed against 7 out of 10 of those same folks believe their friends tell them the truth
yeah,
about
yeah.
products and services.
And see, this is a sea change, isn't it, Ted? Because you and I came up in a time when not only did people believe brand messages, we actually allowed companies to manipulate us.
Well, we did. Well, you know, think about this, right? So the era of broadcast really is sort of 1935 with radio
right.
all the way till about the late 1990s with television.
Yeah.
So before that, everyone just talked to one another. So here were these very expensive products, radios
mm-hmm.
and then television.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured that if people were going to spend the time to get on there and to talk to us, that it must be true.
Must be true.
No one would go and through all
we
this
actually,
trouble.
And we actually allowed it to happen. And it kind of worked for a while. But now there's no place to run. There's no place to hide. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. That kind of need for transparency and truth. Ted Wright and I will be right back. His book is called Fizz, 20 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.